On February 7th, 2011, this is Polling You, number 37, dealing with preamps. Hello, everyone. This is Michael here at Bridge Hands. Welcome back. This is day number 3, talking about penalty doubles. And today we're going to take a look at preamps. So let's go ahead and begin. First of all, in direct seat, when we make a double, it's typically for takeout. Obviously, it depends some on the level of the auction, but let's take a look at some examples. First, they open two diamonds. We do a double in direct seat. This is our classic takeout double. Next, let's say they start at three hearts. We do a double. It's still for takeout, probably looking for spade fit. Next, let's say they start with four diamonds. Four diamonds, we do a double. This looks like a takeout for the majors now, doesn't it? Finally, when they go to four hearts, well, we're getting in the ozone, aren't we? The oxygen is a little bit rare up here, hard to breathe. When we do a double at the very high level, it's partnership dependent. But most people, when it gets to four of a major, now it's optional for our partner whether they want to actually leave the penalty in, depending upon their values, or if they have some nice honors, good spades, they might want to say four spades. Here again, might even be interested in a slam. Okay, let's take a look at the next scenario. How about when the left-hand opponent preempts and our partner passes in the direct seat? It comes around to us over in the fourth seat. What are we going to do? You recall that typically in pass-out seat, we will borrow a king. We'll take about 3 points added to our hands to try to keep the auction alive. Obviously, it depends on what the level of the contract is. Let's take a look at some. The first one, where it was two diamonds, pass, pass. If we do a double, clearly this is for takeout. Now, it might be that our partner has a very long diamond suit and has just been waiting for us to go ahead and make a double and turn it into a penalty pass, a trap pass. But at least our intention was in pass-out seat is to go ahead and make a takeout double. Next, three hearts, pass, pass, double. Definitely a takeout double looking for spades. Might only have 12, 13 points in shortness in hearts, but we feel that we have a good chance to go ahead and compete in a part score, so we're hustling to try to go ahead and compete so they don't steal the auction with their 7-card heart suit. Next, four diamonds by lefty, pass, pass, double. Well, still looking for a takeout. We're in the pass-out seat. This is a takeout for the majors. Our partner, once again, with some diamonds, maybe ace, queen, 10 in diamonds, may want to pass. Other auctions, partner may want to go to 3-no trump. Kind of makes the game exciting, doesn't it, when the opponents preempt? And lastly, four hearts by lefty, pass, pass, and we do a takeout double. It's in yellow. I'm not sure if we should say it's for penalty or not. In pass-out seat, looks like we're hustling a little bit more. We could certainly pass. So it's one that our partner's going to have to make the best decision. We obviously do have some cards. We don't have a long spade suit, and we're going to have to leave the final decision up to partner. Yes, we're rolling the dice. Okay, next let's take a look at the situation where left-hand opponent makes a preempt and our right-hand opponent raises the preempt. These are usually for takeout. They're just raising the preempt. Starts with two diamonds, a pass. Righty does three diamonds. We do a double. This is clearly for takeout. They have a suit fit, an opponent bid and raise, an O-bar sometimes it's called, and we're doing a takeout. How about two diamonds? Our partner now does a double, has some signs of life. And righty does a four diamond. Looks like they have a big fit. Feels like about six diamonds to the left, maybe three or four to the right, without a lot of other points. Well, we could certainly go ahead and bid a four-card major at this point, couldn't we? If we want to go ahead and play in a major fit, we could do that. If we do a double, this kind of feels like we're looking to actually do a penalty. Okay, there are other bids. We won't get into them except for the advanced lessons today. And that would be like, say, we do a five diamond Q-bid of their suit. Obviously, we have a very strong hand. But in this situation where we do a double, we have other bids at our disposal. Kind of feels like it could be a penalty. Partnership agreements are required. Next, three hearts to our left, pass, four hearts to our right, and our partner has not made a bid. Now when we do a double, this is for takeout. They're trying to steal the auction at four hearts. Our partner may leave it in. Maybe our partner's got ace king of hearts and has no better place to go, doesn't have spades to help us. But generally, this would be for a takeout situation when our partner has not bid. You see the difference here? In this situation here, our partner has doubled. We had a chance to go ahead and bid a major. But in this last hand, our partner has passed. And when we do a double, this is intended to be takeout. just a little bit confusing, but once you look at them, they certainly will make a lot of sense. All right, double trouble. This is where the opponents have a misfit or a person is preempted, and God forbid, they've rebid again. Not something we're supposed to do, but you do see it at the tables. First one, two diamonds by lefty, double by partner, two spades by righty. What's that all about? Well, they didn't have to make a bid. So a double at this point is for penalty. And any other doubles after this says, opponents, you're in trouble. We are looking for a penalty double situation. Okay, let's say that lefty goes two spades, our partner doubles. Righty does a balancing bid of two no trump. If we do a double, this says, well, we have about an opening hand. Our partner apparently does. Once again, penalties are in effect. Here's the rare one we hope that we never do, our partner never does. When the opponents do it, we have to go ahead and capitalize on it. Opens two diamonds. Pass, pass, and pass out seat. We have two spades. Maybe it's barely an opening hand with shortness and diamonds. Now, all of a sudden, lefty comes in with a three-diamond bid. Well, maybe they had a bad seven-card suit. They didn't want to bid it, but now they're going to bid their hand twice. Not a good idea. When our partner now does a double after a rebid, any doubles at this point are for penalty. No doubt about it. They've made an error. They're going to have to pay for their indiscretion. Environmental factors. Well, one of the environmental factors we spoke about was the level of the auction. How about primary honors? If we have a lot of primary honors, aces and kings, or short suits, singletons, voids, that's better than if we have queens and jacks, defensive values. The shape of the hand. Do we have long suits? Do we have fits or misfits with partner? Do the opponents have big fits? Like we saw where they went two diamonds, pass, four diamonds. All of a sudden, they got up to the four level. Another would be the relative seat. What is the seat relative to the other players that the bid is going on? Passed hand. If our partner is in first seat and makes a bid, that's a lot different than if partner is a passed hand and then there's a preempt. How about over and under? Well, if we have values that are tennises behind our right-hand opponent, that's certainly more valuable than if we have, say, a king, jack, third of hearts, and our lefty is the one who bid three hearts to open. And most important of all, the vulnerability. Never forget the vulnerability. If you're favorable vulnerability, meaning not vulnerable, they're vulnerable, you're more likely to get a juicy penalty than if it's the other way around. If they're not vulnerable and your side is vulnerable, meaning you could get a big trick score for bonus points. Okay, so enough talk. Let's go ahead and take a look at a hand. In our first hand, West is the dealer. West has a beautiful 8-card diamond suit. Ace, king, jack, 8 times. Little else with an 8-2-2-1 shape. And with a 6-card suit, playing weak twos, we preempt at the 2 level. With 3, we preempt at the 3 level. And you know what happens when you have an 8-card suit? Yes, a 4-level preempt. So West opens 4 diamonds. North has ace, king, fourth of hearts, 7 points. Another 4 points for the king, jack, fourth of spades, makes 11. Another 5 for the king, queen, fourth of clubs, 16 points. And with a singleton, this will be the dummy hand, a couple more. Ostensibly, we'll have some kind of a fit with partner somewhere. So it's a very big hand, makes a takeout double. And a pass from east and south. What are you inclined to bid? Well, you like the fact that you have 2 4-card majors, so you can bid one of these. I'm going to suggest hearts. In our advanced lesson, we'll talk about why. Although a lot of people be inclined to say, oh, I have an ace in this suit, to bid that suit. No, we'll talk about that in our advanced lessons for the premium and ultra members. We also notice that we have 2 aces here. Aces are wonderful things, as we talked about in our lesson today. So they've kind of put us in a bind with this 4-level bid. So at least 4 hearts. At this point, pass, and poor North is not really sure if it's 0 points in south with just 4 hearts or more. That's the beauty of the preempts. It's hard to tell how high to go. Might do a bump to 5 hearts, but then if there was a complete Yarbrough here, that would be too high. So at this point, I guess we're just going to have to play it in 4 hearts. See how it rolls. Okay, West. West, if West leads a suit other than diamonds? I would just about say it has to be a singleton. In this case, West is going to go ahead and lead the top of diamond sequence, an ace, and everybody follows. So 8 and 3 more makes 11. Who has the remainder of the diamonds? Does Declare South have 2? Does Partner have 2? And there's going to be a rough and slough. Not much benefit of getting a slough and dummy. That wouldn't hurt. Is this a suit preference signal with the 9? It's so hard to say with these values, 7, 8, 9, 10, and queen being left. I guess they're just going to have to make the best judgment of what to play next. Sometimes, though, we can look for an uppercut. In other words, play another diamond and see if the dummy will have to go ahead and play ace or king. And perhaps if it's queen third held by our partner, it might be good for a trick. Very interesting discussion. We'll go ahead and continue on, though. Okay, so it goes with a 3 of club. Top of a doubleton. Partner plays the jack, apparently does not have the 10. This is not a part of a sequence suit, and covered by the ace. The declarer goes ahead and immediately plays hearts, and why not the queen of hearts and then the ace king? What we should get in the habit when we have two connecting honors is to play the ace king combination rather than just the queen. In some instances, we would need to keep that if it has a bad split, to be able to do a finesse, and we're not sure which way we might need to do a finesse. In this case, it doesn't matter. Everybody follows, then goes to the king, and it looks like it's a 4-4-4-1 suit, right? We have 4-4. East is showing 1. West is showing out. So we know that there was 4 hearts by East. A 6 of diamonds looks like it could be just encouraging, meaning there's no other outside suits for West to ask for. Okay, plays a king of clubs, everybody follows, then plays a heart up to the 10, a spade to the king, another spade back, a diamond and roughed, a spade up to the ace, drawing the last heart. Some people might have played a heart earlier, but we needed to have one round of hearts to be able to be roughing on the diamond. And the 10 of spades up to the jack. The king of clubs takes the last trick, making 12 tricks. So indeed, the 4 diamond preempt was very effective. We were not able to find the slam unless there would have been a jump bid by South. South with 2 aces should almost consider making a bit of a jump bid. If our partner North said they can go ahead and do a takeout of 4 diamonds, South, you might have actually done a little bit more than just do a 4-heart bid, which could be with as few as 0 points after 4 diamonds. So with primary honors, we want to go ahead and be a little bit more aggressive with these types of hands. Okay, for our premium and ultra members, we have about another 4 or 5 hands. We'll go ahead and talk about the benefits of playing in hearts versus spades. So we hope you enjoyed our session today on preempts and when doubles are for takeout, when they are for penalty. And please remember those environmental factors. What is the contract level? Do you have primary honors, as we saw in this hand? What are the shape of the hand? North had a very good shape hand with a singleton in the diamond suit. Is there a fit and a misfit? Definitely North-South had a double fit. The relative seat. There was a double in the direct seat, not in the pass-out seat, indicating more power. There were no passed hands, and there were no over and under situations, and the vulnerability we didn't speak about, but if it was vulnerable or not vulnerable, that would obviously have some impact in terms of the bidding and what the bonus would be versus the opponent's penalty. So thanks for coming today. I hope you enjoyed the session. We'll look forward to seeing you again with more Double Talk coming up in the coming days. So have a good time at the tables and happy trails at Bridge. Bye for now.